I looked at key figures in the international institutions, people like Pramila Patten. She was head of what was called conflict-related sexual violence. They used the abbreviation CRSV, a very clunky abbreviation. And Secretary General Guterres of the UN Security Council, UN system, Secretary General Guterres, he has her go over to Israel to document sexual violence against Israelis on October 7th. And she says, she comes back, and she says there's clear and convincing evidence, or there is reasonable grounds to suppose that Hamas committed rape on October 7th. And as of course you know, and your camera people and your team know, that Israel ran with it. They ran with it. The Hamas rapists. So you look at the evidence. I look at what she has in her report. And apart from witnesses, in quotes, Israeli witnesses, there is no evidence. Now, you might say, well, it could still have happened without witnesses. Excuse me, it could still have happened without evidence. But here's the thing. Towards the end of her report, she says there's no medical evidence of rape. There is no forensic evidence of rape. And then she has this revealing tidbit. And I hope all of your listeners will process it. She says, we have 5,000 photographs from October 7th. She said, we looked at, her team looked at 5,000 photographs. She said, we looked at 50 hours of digital footage. That's not a small amount. 50 hours of digital footage. They said, we looked at CCTV. We looked at traffic cams. We looked at body cams. We looked at dash cams. Okay? Now, she says, not me, not you. Pramila Patten says, we saw no photographic or digital evidence of sexual violence. She didn't even limit it to rape. She said, we saw no direct photographic or digital violence, digital evidence of rape. But did that stop her from concluding? We have reasonable evidence. We have clear and convincing evidence. There was no evidence.
It was money.
It was. Whether it was money, I honestly can't say in her particular.
It's a guess usually when somebody comes to a conclusion there's a fellowship. Okay. There's just something there that you'll find. Yeah, but
then I'm not disputing that. Know. I say as a factual thing, I can prove it. Okay. I'm not saying it's not true what you said.
I'm guessing, and okay, I don't know it's true. Yeah.
Yeah. But then, as you know, Israel ran with it. And you know why they ran with it? Israelis did not need the incentive of rape to commit genocide in Gaza. They ran with it for here because of our own history. They knew it would resonate here because of our own history of slavery and the lynchings and so forth.
That was also behind the babies were put in ovens, yes, which got debunked. The idea here is actually what you're trying to exploit is Jewish American emotion when you hear the concept of ovens at all. And so that's very
clear. I never
clear.
Thought of that. But
and he did get caught, by the way, that he did specifically share, and this was a part of the BB trials, which are now, I don't know what the update on that is, but that a team of propagandists moved to spread lies to the Western public. So that's exactly
And it got weaponized here. And then another Jewish supremacist billionaire, this was Sheryl Sandberg, the former COO, chief operating officer of Meta. She makes a documentary called Screams Before Silence. Now, Sheryl Sandberg, as a factual matter, you know her?
I don't know her.
Oh, I'm surprised. She's very smart.
I know who she is, but I know what she wrote her book and, you know, whatever about women, Lean In.
She was the top student in her class in economics at Harvard. She's no fool. She knows evidence. There was, by their own admission, there was no evidence. There was no material evidence of rape. There was not. In fact, I think the evidence, it's not just an absence of evidence. The fact that there's no photographic or digital evidence, none. Now, if it were the case, there were only three pictures. But 5,000? Now, Candace, I don't know how old you are, but obviously you're several generations younger than myself. They said that the rapes, Israel said, that the rapes occurred in public, broad public space. Okay? And they said the witnesses were in hiding as they observed these gang rapes, they said. Now, I'm not of the younger generation, but I certainly observe the younger generation. You know, they take pictures of everything. Everything they photograph. You're walking along the street, you see a dead pigeon, out comes the iPhone. You see a bee in the air, out comes the iPhone. You're telling me not one of these witnesses thought to photograph a gang rape? They say they're in the safety of a hiding place. None. So I think rather than cast it as no evidence of rape, I think it should be cast as overwhelming evidence that there was no rape. But that doesn't stop the top student in her year in the Harvard Economics Department from making a documentary claiming there was mass rape on October 7th by Hamas. Why does she do it? It's very simple why she does it. There are the little facts, like the ones we just spoke of, the pictures, the absence of medical evidence, absence of forensic evidence. There are the little facts. And then, as you well know, there is the cause. There is the cause. And all the uncomfortable little facts, like there's no evidence, they pale in comparison to the cause. The cause is Am Israel Chai. Israel must live. They're complete supremacists.